Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Penny, would you like some more wine?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so here you are.
Thank you.
Now, this in my mind is just perfect. We've had a lovely lunch with plenty of wine, and here I am with the most beautiful woman in the world.
Mike, you've had too much to drink.
Well, so what if I have? This is what life's all about, isn't it? About being able to relax, enjoy yourself.
Yes, it is. And it's been lovely, hasn't it?
Yeah. Food was great. And the wine is wonderful.
Hmm, yeah. And we're safe distancing. So I don't know about you, but I don't feel near to anyone. So I'm happy here.
Good. So am I. So, all in all, would you say I'd made a good choice in coming here?
Yes, definitely.
Good. So, shall we come here again?
Yeah, why not? But if we do, let's hope the weather will be as good as it is today. Oh, how funny.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Kathy and her friends have just arrived.
Oh, they haven't, have they?
Yeah. Look, they're over there.
Where?
There.
Oh, yeah. I see them.
Oh, don't worry, Mike. They've got a table miles away from us.
Well, good. Oh, you don't think Kathy will come over and speak to us, do you?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think she'll stay with her friends.
Well, I hope she doesn't come and talk to us.
Mike.
Well, come on. We're really just saying how nice it is here.
And it is. It's lovely.
Well, it was.
Oh, I think it's funny that they came to the same place as us.
Oh, well, I could think of another word to describe them being here.
Vince, hurry up, or we'll lose our table.
Helen, I can't find the back door key.
Well, it'll be on the hook.
It isn't there.
Oh, for goodness sake. Okay, let's have a look. Now, where is it? Oh, what have you done with it?
I don't know. I thought I'd put it back here.
Well, have you checked your pockets?
Yes, I have, and it's not there.
Have you dropped it on the floor?
No, I've already thought of that.
Well, it might be on the table.
No, it's not. So where's the spare one? We'll have to use that.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I thought you kept that one separate.
No.
But I'm sure you said that you kept it in your bag.
No, why on earth would I do that? All the keys are always hung up here so we know where they are.
I know that, and normally that's what I do.
Well, you obviously didn't do it this time, did you?
No, look, why don't you phone the cafe and book a later table?
They won't have one, Vince. I know they're fully booked. Right, think back. What did you do after you opened the door this morning?
Well, I went outside, of course.
Well, you must have taken it with you then.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, go and check in the shed. I bet it's in there.
OK, I'll have a look, but I'm sure it's not there.
Oh, it's Jim. Sorry, but do you mind if I get this?
No, of course not.
Hi, Jim.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Penny and I have just finished lunch and we're now just sitting outside finishing off a very nice bottle of wine.
Oh, good for you. Well, say hello to Penny from me.
Jim says hello.
Hello, Jim.
So, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just wondering if you want to meet up for a beer sometime.
Oh, yeah, what a good idea. When were you thinking of?
Well, it's up to you, really. I know how busy you are.
Ah, good point. Well, let me think. I reckon best day for me, as far as I can remember, is Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, that's good for me. So, shall we go to the Fox?
Yeah. So, see you there about 6?
Yep, okay. Right, well, I'll leave you to enjoy the sunshine.
Okay, I'll see you Tuesday.
Yep, see you then. Bye.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he seems quite cheerful. He must be feeling better if he wants to go out for a drink. I'm surprised he asked me, to be honest.
Why?
Well, it wasn't that long ago. He wouldn't have dreamt of organising anything.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because of his panic attacks.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, how's he been at work?
Oh, he seems fine. In fact, the other day he told me that he thinks his attacks are getting less frequent.
Oh, that's good. Poor old Jim. He does seem to worry about things now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I don't think he used to so much when Les was around.
No, I thought that. He must miss her, you know. Even though they had quite an open relationship, he must miss her, mustn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Oh, Kathy's just getting up.
Oh, no. She's not coming over, is she?
No, you're all right. She saw you and turned the other way.
Oh, did she now?
No, I'm only joking. She's probably just gone to the loo.
Well, I hope she gets stuck in there.
Mike, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, will it?
It wasn't the loo last time, if you remember. She got stuck in the lift with Jim.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ah, now that reminds me. Jim asked me something the other day, and I need to ask you about it. But you might say no.
No, I won't. For you, Penny, I'd do anything.
Oh, you have had far too much to drink.
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's lovely. Thanks. Oh, and how's the beef?
It's excellent.
Well, this makes a nice change, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Makes you think that we're actually getting back to some sort of normality, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I must admit, I'm glad it's sunny. I wouldn't want to sit out in the rain and the cold, would you?
No, neither would I. But as I said, I could have booked a table inside, but you didn't want to.
I know. It's because I thought it might be too busy. Do you know what? We should do this more often. I'd quite like to try that new place in Ventnor.
I thought you said it was in Ryde.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're right.
What was it called again?
Milo's? Mallow's?
Oh, I don't know.
Something like that.
Vince, do you think your pills are still working for you?
Gosh, yes. I'm not shaking, am I?
No, but you do still shuffle a lot. That's why that rug by the door keeps rolling up.
Well, I can't help that.
No, I know you can't.
Anyway, on the whole, I think I feel fine.
Oh, good. So, how are those plants coming along?
Oh, very well. In fact, I think everything in the greenhouse is coming along nicely.
What about the lawnmower? Did you get that fixed?
No, I forgot. I'll phone someone later this week.
Do you know what? I saw Madge the other day.
And who's Madge?
Well, you know Madge. She used to live next door to Sandra and Ben.
Oh, yeah. Vaguely.
Well, she popped into the cafe.
Did she?
Yes, and she said how lovely it all was. She seemed really impressed with it all.
Oh.
Yes, and she asked how I'd managed through lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did. And she was pleased to hear that the cafe is, or was, doing very well.
Oh, good. Well, I suppose I'll have to look at the books at some point this week. So, have you finished?
Yeah.
Right, come on then. Let's get going. That was all very nice. I take it you're paying. Right, let's get in and have a nice cup of coffee.
Okay. I must admit, it's getting a bit colder now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So, can I have the key, please?
Well, I don't have it. You've got it. You put it in your pocket.
Are you sure?
Yes, I saw you do it.
Well, I haven't got it now. Oh dear, it must have fallen out.
Well, check again. It must be there. Oh, Vince, you haven't lost this one as well, have you?
No, I haven't. Here it is. I was only joking.
I see. Very, very funny. So, you haven't lost your sense of humour then?
No, I've always liked to have a good laugh, haven't I? In Italy, we had such a lot of fun. Did I tell you about the time we got stuck on the beach?
Yes, you did.
Well, I've just remembered something else that happened on that day, so come on, let's get in and I'll tell you all about it.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.